USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is reportedly hurt after at least 10 gunshots were fired at George Floyd Square in Minneapolis. It happened today on the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Minneapolis police saying a vehicle raced out of the area. The area is still considered an autonomous zone, so police were not able to respond as quickly. The victim's injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a trip to Europe next month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defending the decision of Biden sitting down with Putin.
This is how diplomacy works. We don't work together. We don't meet with people only when we agree. It's actually important to meet with leaders when we have a range of disagreements. We don't regard the meeting with the Russian president as a reward. We regard it as a vital part of defending America's interests.
USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Many Texans are celebrating as a major gun law is passed by the legislature.
Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The official start of the hurricane season is June 1st. Miami Police Chief Art Acevedo is reminding everyone to get ready now as preparation is key.
Remember, the Miami Police Department, we will deploy. We will be here for you, but we need you to help us by you being prepared.
Acevedo reminding everyone the common sense preparation tips.
To not take hurricanes for granted, to understand that you need to be prepared to be self-sustaining as a family, to have enough water, enough non-perishable goods and food to last you anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is ready to sign a bill that would ban cities from defunding police. The Texas State House passing the bill that prevents local governments from cutting law enforcement budgets without voter approval. The governor telling Fox News there will be stiff penalties for cities that try to defund the police.
We're going to defund the city. We're going to prohibit cities from being able to annex in the future, but also allow people who have been annexed for 30 years to be able to de-annex because they were annexed and they were paying money into the city for the purpose of being able to receive police protection. And then the last thing I'll add to you, and that is the state of Texas Department of Public Safety, they will provide additional policing in the city of Austin. However, it's going to be the city of Austin sales tax revenue that will be paying for the state law enforcement to make sure that there will be safety and security in the city of Austin.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer is lifting restrictions on distancing at restaurants after she was caught over the weekend violating a rule that limited seating parties of six or less at restaurants. Last month, Whitmer took a private jet to Florida to see her ailing father, despite blaming travel to Florida for high rates of infections in Michigan. D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is filing an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.com, alleging the company illegally controls online retail prices to stamp out competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.